I'm delighted to be back in this position again. It's my second time to hold it. I've served before as Caoimhirleach and as the Caoimhirleach of the main council as well, so I have the experience going forward, and I'm delighted to have it. Yeah, I'm saddened, you know, in relation to the tragic that happened in Donegal, that fine girl in her 20s, herself and her daughter being buried today. It's a sad day for the people of Donegal, and I commiserate with them. But I hope that we have a good working relationship here in Tubbercurry. There are, you know, six other good councillors on the board, and we work well together and we work well with the executive, and hope that we can deliver and continue to work for the N17 and the Western Rail Corridor and indeed the Greenway. We have to sort out them problems and get both the projects delivered.
It's been said on more than one occasion that the Ballymote Tubbercurry MD doesn't seemingly get its fair share in terms of funding. Is that something that you'd like to see tackled over the next 12 months?
Well, absolutely. I think, first of all, we've only seven councillors, and we have almost two-thirds of the land base in the county, and our quotas are 2,000 votes to get elected. I think, in fairness, we need another councillor to ensure that people is well represented. And we are making good headway in relation to rural roads and drainage of roads. And the resources that we do get in the Ballymote, Tubbercurry and West Ligeria, we make very good use of them. And I think that we're an example for other counties in what we're doing. And we will hope to continue that. I think that if we continue as we are, in the next 10 years, we'll have a lot of the roads done up to a fairly good standard.